Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry on his mountaintop, probably shaking with all the earthquakes going on around the world. Hi, Larry. How's it going?
Yeah, you're not joking. I heard 4 earthquake booms late this evening and felt the bed I was sitting on quiver. So, yeah, you're right, and you didn't even know it.
Well, this thing is going to reverberate. I mean, we had an 8.2 here, what, 3-4 days ago or a couple days ago. Then we have a bunch of them, 8.2, high 7, blah, 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 on and on and on it went. This is going to reverberate, I think, around the world. And I was watching, I think it's Dutch Sense said something about the magnitude is jumping all over. Where there were 5s, there are now 6s, and where there were 6s, there are going to be 7s, et cetera, et cetera. This appears to me that the disquieting within the core is now showing signs of rapidly coming to the surface. Anyway, can you give us a briefing on what happened and where it is?
Yeah, as you said, there was an 8.2 a couple of days ago, and then this really last night, they began to jump. It was an 8.2 Fiji, 7.0 Fiji, 6.3 Fiji, 7.0 Indonesia, 6.8 Fiji, 6.0 Volcanic Islands, Japan. And then a couple hours later, we've started now having more earthquake swarms running about 4.1, 4.4 in northern Alaska. And those are reverberating from northern Alaska all the way down into southern Alaska and down the west coast from what I was reading off of EDIS news.
So if we have what they call antipodal or in the general area opposite where the quakes actually happen, about 2 to 3 days later, we should begin to see activity. Do you suppose we're getting ready for, it's very, very unusual to have a swarm of earthquakes of this magnitude. This is, these are not little tiny quakes. These are massive, huge earthquakes on the Richter scale. Have you read anywhere of what they think is happening? I'm suggesting perhaps the plates are beginning to break up, that the disquieting on the within the core that we know about is now reaching the surface in a much more greater way. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right, Stuart. Matter of fact, what's so interesting about this, on the Indonesian side, the earthquakes are only like 10 to 12 kilometers deep, which are very shallow. And at the same time, in the Fiji region, they're recording quakes anywhere from 420 to 668 miles deep. So, you've got shallow and you've got very, very deep earthquakes ongoing, which means I think you're right. You mentioned a really imminent movement of a major plate, and I think you're right. Dutch Sense is reporting that he's very concerned about the entire Ring of Fire, which is the Pacific, which really does go on up into Alaska and that region close to the Arctic.
Yeah, in fact, California, I was reading some of the special reports that are coming out from scientists, geophysical people types, and they're talking about that we are way overdue in Oregon, we're way overdue in Washington State, way overdue in California for a major quake. It just seems odd now that all the planets are on one side of the sun, very, very unusual. The sun is kind of unusual with a lot of these coronal holes. And there is one guy, and I can't remember what his name was kind of correlating these huge, massive coronal holes that are, you know, taking half of the sun out, basically. Huge, huge areas. And so, you know, do you think this has begun? Do you think maybe here we are approaching, I think this is like the 22nd day to 9/11, something like that. It's very, very close, which is an 11/11. So I'm beginning to wonder, you know, we got an email from somebody who said, well, you shouldn't be using numbers. I don't know what your take is on it, but the biblical use of numbers is not the Kabbalah. It has nothing to do with the Kabbalah. It has nothing to do with anything except the way God uses numbers in the scriptures. And so we're not using the Kabbalah. We're just showing the interest in how the Lord uses numbers over and over and over again. And the occult does the same thing. They parallel it. And, of course, this is exactly what Satan does. He's a duplicator. He's not an originator. He's a duplicator. And it's kind of like using the stars. Say, well, you're using astrology. You shouldn't be doing that. No. The Lord himself says, I put the sun, the stars, and the moon in there for signs. And yes, you are supposed to use them in that method. There is God's system, and there is already Satan's system. He's a great duplicator. So anyway, when I use numbers like that, that's what I'm trying to point out. The Lord does use numbers, and he uses them all the time. Anyway, what else have you got on that particular series of quakes? Any tsunamis?
Yeah, they're not reporting tsunamis through USGS. The RSE, which is EDIS out of Hungary, is reporting some tsunamis. And a matter of fact, even one off of Barter, Alaska, which is up by the Arctic. So that means the Alaska quaking on that far north end is extremely relevant. So we just got to watch this, I guess, the next few days, Stuart. And what's interesting, as you brought up, was the fact that all the planets are kind of lined up and the sun is in the great solar minimum, if you will.
Yes. I think we're headed for trouble. It's right on time. We got 9/11 coming up, the end of Rosh Hashanah. It's the end of the 70th year of Israel. If you go back into scriptures, and again, look up the number 70 and find out what it means and how God uses it all the time. Like 50 in Jubilee and 70 generation. A generation can go to 80. It can actually, some people say it can go to 120. So we kind of sit, we watch. Other news, Trump, and I want to bring this to everyone's attention if they're not aware of it. But Rob Joyce, assistant to Trump, said at a speech, and others have reiterated it, they want to phase out your Social Security number as any means of identification, and they're claiming that the hack on the Equifax system, you know, where they got millions of Social Security numbers. Let me put it to you this way. My conspiratorial mind says these hacks are deliberate and willful on the part of the Illuminati, or whoever you want to call them, so that they can say, well, your Social Security number is just not safe anymore. We have to go to a biological ID system of some type. Guess what it's going to be? And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark. This is all about the coming mark system. Now, when Trump was campaigning for president, he mentioned that he wanted biological IDs. There's something going on here, folks, behind the scenes. Keep your eyes on what Donald Trump does as well as what he says. And this can get really kind of, you know, it can come in any time. Remember that they want a reset. Who was it? IMF. Legrand said about the magic sevens in her speech. She kept referring to the number seven. Well, just so happens that number seven is a very, very important number to the Lord. That's why they're using it. And remember the movie. Do you remember the movie where Stallone played a cop and they froze him and they unthawed him later on and he had to take a mark in his hand? Do you remember that movie?
I do, actually. I can't remember the name of it.
That's kind of interesting.
I remember the, yeah.
And that was a future movie, and he kept getting tickets because he'd swear to something they didn't like. That's kind of what's coming. Then we had Schwarzenegger with his Total Recall system. That was a social credit system. It's exactly what China's bringing in. Anyway, I wanted to bring that out because we're going to see some major, major changes in this reset that's coming very, very rapidly. What else you got?
Well, I was going to mention, Stuart, I don't know if you're aware of it, but a lot of people have already got notices that they're receiving, they will be receiving new Medicare cards with a number other than their Social Security attached. So the change is already in progress, Stuart.
Oh, I did not know that. And I know some people are saying they're not getting our updates. Check your junk mail. They're sending them in to, this is all being done by Microsoft. What they're doing is they're sending it all of a sudden, it goes into junk mail. So make sure you do get our notifications of shows that we're doing because they are censoring it. There's absolutely no question whatever we're being censored. And this is the way the deep state operates. And very, very soon you probably won't be able to operate at all. I remember when the Lord said, the night soon cometh when you can't work, when no man can work. And what he's referring to is the scriptures are going to be outlawed. Nobody's going to be able to do any preaching of any kind. And although I'm not a preacher, I don't consider myself even a minister. It's not what I do. I'm a researcher, and I lay out the scriptures. People can read it. And read it probably better than I can, and we just produce out whatever we find without bias one way or the other. I don't subscribe to any denomination, never have, never will. We just read it for what it is. We put it out there, and everybody has a mind. They can read it as good as I can. All we have ever asked in our ministry, and I think probably Larry is identical, read your scriptures for yourselves. Don't be taking anyone's word for it. Not mine, not anybody. Read it and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to the real truth. And he will if you ask him in sincerity. But I think Larry and I would both give you a warning. Don't ever ask for the truth unless you want it. Because the truth goes against everything in your flesh that you can imagine. What's your take on that, Larry?
Oh, I agree, and in the New World Order, probably, they wouldn't say you preach much, but they would say you talk too much. But anyway, you know, we both do, actually. But listen, there's new information I'm going to send you. They're warning out of Israel News that they're expecting a new USA coup to come down, similar to the Turkish coup, which was done by the New World Order crowd. And they say Trump's already aware of this coming coup, and we'll have more data maybe on another show.
Yeah, that's going to get fascinating. Well, my take is the deep state, I think we're being played like a fiddle on both sides. But if deep state is going to do this, they have to do it now. They cannot wait much longer, and things are going to really get cooking here real fast, I'm afraid. If you're not under the wings of the Lord, you're going to be in serious trouble. And I certainly hope people are. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in for this flash update. Heads up, earthquakes are coming big time. Anyway, good night, and we'll see you next week, the Lord willing, and we hope he is. Good night.